Blog Talk Radio.
It's Wednesday, March 24th, the year is 2010, and we're back again, ladies and gentlemen. It's showtime, and we've come back to that station, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. It's the website. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the show that is designed for you, the people, to get an outside perspective on the inside of our society. And the 10-digit numbers that you need to call and let your voice be heard is 646-727-3279. Again, 646-727-3279. Dial that number, program it in your phone. Let me know what's on your mind, how you're feeling, and what's going on. Just log in, listen and learn to the website. We want to talk to you. Share your voice. Share your opinion. Tell us about what's going on. I want to take a little bit of time to thank you right now, our listeners, our members who are going to be joining the site and becoming members to the show, the bloggers, and our guests. You really make all this possible. None of this can happen without you. Last week's show, we really talked about a really hot topic. It was our very first show on the air going live, and it was about education in America, the US perspective. Special thanks to our guests who really chimed in from the educational field in Texas and the Midwestern parts of America, Micah, Deidre, and also Ms. Nicole Trim. For those of you who missed the show, please go back to the archive files. It was a fantastic show, 30 minutes in its entirety, and we really got a lot of positive feedback on that program. So now that we're going to turn the volume up a little bit and squeeze the fruit, get a little bit more juice out of this program, because I know this is going to be just as enlightening and powerful topic as well. I want to reference you all, just kind of give you an idea of what we do here. For those who don't know, listening to the first time, my name is Andy Brown. I'm your host, and I want to welcome you to this party that we're about to embark on. What I do here is I live vicariously through you so that I'm able to provide you a chance to let your voice be heard. It's an outstanding show, ladies and gentlemen, and we really need your input. We really need your feedback. Today's show was actually brought to you by a very exciting and intriguing book. For those of you who have pets, the name of the book is Prolonging My Dog's Life by the wonderful author, Mr. R.C. Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a must-read book, and if you'll kind of take a look at the page that you're on, if you scroll down to the middle, you'll see the link on the page, Prolonging My Dog's Life. Even if you're not a pet owner and you know someone that has pets, recommend this. It's a fantastic read for those who enjoy taking their pets on walks or just want that little loved one around just a little bit longer. So for things we want to talk about, our topic has been pretty hot. I want you all to really stay tuned. Next week we're going to hit another really hot topic. We're going to talk about blood being thicker than water. You know, what's more important, your mate or your family? We're going to teeter with that a little bit and find out who really gets the priority. I know that's going to be a good one. If you're listening right now, I know your eyebrows raised and you're kind of saying, yeah, I wonder what that's going to be about. But kind of talking about our show this week, we're going to keep the issue really going. It's going to be really hot. Coming up, I know that we've had a lot of different relationship issues people are going through now. We have a tangled web of relationships and marriage and dating and just getting to know one another and going against a lot of things in our time right now is adultery. It seems to be the thing to do, and most of us seem to know and watch movies and know of others who have been around who want to be the player, whether that's male or the female. And usually when you become a player, you're involved in a game. And usually when you're involved in a game, somebody has to lose. And we want to find out tonight, you know, who's playing this game, who's prepared for it, and what you actually want to accomplish while you're winning. We have people that have gone through some outstanding and some just incredible relationships, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to share their stories with us tonight. They're going to give us some input on why and how. Not only them, but we want to hear from you as well. So please call in. Again, the number is 646-727-3279. Also feel to go ahead and log on and blog in and kind of let your keys into talking and let us know. You know, we'll pick up those questions on the blog as well, ladies and gentlemen. But our first guest, as we always like to do it here, ladies first, is a very unique young woman. She is on the line with us right now, and she's calling from the Midwest. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you this evening?
Doing very good. How's life?
Life is wonderful. Life is grand.
Fantastic. For our listeners who are listening for the first time, could you please share your name and where you're from?
Sure. My name is Lisa, and I'm actually calling from the Midwest, from the Missouri area.
Okay. The Show Me State.
Yes, right.
Right in the heart of everything we do here in America. Okay.
That's right.
So, Lisa, a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm currently in my second marriage. I spent a great deal of my younger years in my first marriage. I was married for about 14 years. Didn't work out so good. So that's what I'm actually wanting to share with the listening audience tonight.
Wow, didn't work out so well. Okay, so are you saying that there was some cheating and some playing that was involved in that relationship?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, here we've done a lot of statistics, and a lot of our readers have actually kind of talked a little bit about us, and I know that some of them are blogging right now. Research has been done, and it says that 6 in 10 cheaters actually believe that they totally got away with their affair, and another 1 in 10 actually felt that their partner was suspicious but never really found out for sure. Did you kind of encounter anything like that?
Most definitely. I actually there was a time that I thought that I was getting away with things. However, I wasn't. And as you go through relationships, you actually find out that you can play a game so long until you actually come into the know, and realize that what you're doing is wrong, and you're really not fooling anyone, not even yourself. So what I encountered was a lot of thinking I'm getting away with stuff because I know that they're thinking they're getting away with stuff, and really no one's winning in the end.
Okay. That's true. That's true. I know we have other callers who probably want to chime in and kind of give some feedback. But, Lisa, let's talk a little bit more.
Okay.
I know that even sometimes when the significant other is confronted, you know, by the partner's suspicions, you know, only 6% of actually both men and women actually confess to having an affair. You know, is that something that you really want to take a gamble on doing? You know, what's your point of view on that?
Actually, my now point of view is that none of that is worth it. And I really believe that if you really love your mate and you love the relationship and respect the relationship, you wouldn't even find yourself in that position at all. So my now stance is totally different from your topic tonight. So when I'm speaking, I do want the listening audience to know that I am speaking of past issues and not my current state of mind, because I am happier than ever now. And the things that we would discuss tonight are nothing that are in my perspective to do at all at this current moment.
Good deal. Good deal. So you what you're saying is you learn from that relationship, and you feel that maybe because of certain situations, it wasn't fair, it wasn't necessary?
That's correct. That's a good way to put it, yes.
Okay. Good deal. That's good to know. I appreciate that. Stick around for a little while if you don't mind. 646-727-3279. I know we're going to have a male perspective to kind of call in and give us a voice on this. And I know we have a gentleman that can't wait to actually speak his mind. Caller, are you there?
Hello, Andy Brown?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, my man?
Good. How you doing? If you would, go ahead and state your name and tell us where you're from.
My name is Ricky Williams, and I am from Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Ricky, what's going on, my man?
Honestly, I was married myself. I was married for 1 year and 6 months, and it was the woman who cheated, but I actually caught her, and she still denied the fact that she cheated.
Okay.
Now, yeah, it's crazy. So what actually happened was that I was working in the financial field, building up my client list, and it was football season, and everything in Texas is about football. So at the time, what happened was I said, you know what, I haven't been to any type of football games. I'm going to come home early. And when I came home early, we were supposed to drive out to Ennis to go see South Lake versus Lufkin. And she was like, what are you doing home? And I was like, well, I haven't seen my mother and father-in-law in a while, so I just come to the game and watch it with you guys. She's like, no, you're tired. I was like, no, I can sleep in the car. Let's just go. So when we get there, this is a big stadium. Why is it within the third quarter, her ex-boyfriend shows up and sits directly behind me? Now, I'm looking at her like, hey, don't you think you need to introduce your husband? She said that she didn't want to cause any confusion. And I'm like, what do you mean cause confusion? Because I'm your husband. You can't cause confusion with your husband when it's an ex. So, yeah, we got into a big confrontation over that, and the ending result was we got divorced. I constantly asked her, huh?
I hear about that.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, that was the best thing that happened to me because I'm in a great relationship now. But the point is, she refused to tell me that she was cheating. Now, she told a friend that actually told me, but she could not stand there and tell me, hey, I'm cheating on you. And yet and still, at the end of the day, she's lonely now. She had someone. She thought the grass was greener on the other side, and then she realized she has nothing now. So that's what I wanted to say about this topic so far. You cannot play a game because someone will win and someone will lose. And 9 times out of 10, the person who's cheating is the person that actually loses the game. And the person who got cheated on will find somebody that's better than the person that they're with.
You know what? I couldn't say it better myself. Now, how long in the relationship was it to the point where they decided that they felt that they needed to cheat? I know that maybe she confessed to someone else, but did you ever find out why?
To be honest, whatever reason it is, it's usually an excuse. You can say time, but if you want time with somebody, there's 24 hours in a day if you want time. And the only thing you have to do is say, usually when it comes down to cheating, it's because of miscommunication. You're not communicating. So regardless of what her excuse was, it all boils down to miscommunication. So if she cheated the first day we got married, it's because we did not have that conversation of saying, hey, this is what I like and this is what I don't like. And, yeah.
Are you still?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. As a married woman, what's your perspective on that?
Well, first of all, hello, Ricky. I was wanting so much to jump in and say there had to have been signs before you got to that football game to know that something was not quite right. Am
well,
I
that's
right
true.
Or wrong?
Well, it's true because the first thing she said is that you're home early.
Even before you came home that day a little early, and was there something that would have prompted you to come home early that day, maybe trying to catch her? There had to be something in your spirit to let you know that something wasn't right in your relationship to insist on going to the game, especially when the woman says you're tired. Because how can another person tell a grown person that they're tired? You're not a child. So obviously you had to have known something before she actually said that to know something was wrong.
Well, what actually happened is when you're in the financial field, you have to build your list of clients yourself. And at that time, you know, I was building my client list. You know, you go out, knock on doors, you make phone calls. You can leave at 8 o'clock in the morning and don't get home till 8 o'clock at night. So being newlyweds, I felt as if I'm supposed to be the breadwinner, therefore I'm up early in the morning and I'm coming home late at night because I'd rather be a provider than a person that's just staying home all the time. So maybe it could have been a time issue for her. It's like, well, we're newlyweds. We're supposed to, you know, be together 24/7. But reality is bills still have to be paid. And a woman want to live a comfortable life.
and there were no signs even prior to you being married to let you think that there was something wrong with your relationship?
I think it was more of a control issue because the first 9 months, she did not want me to hang out with my frat brothers. And my frat brothers were all that I ever had. You know, so when I got married, I felt it was like, well, it's kind of controlling, but on the same token, my parents were married for 45 years. So it's like you work through any type of issue. So I just felt as if, okay, you just want me all to yourself. You know, we're still newlyweds. So I was like, well, that could have been a sign. But hindsight, you see many signs, but when you're going through, you really don't recognize things. Because, like, again, I'm working and working. She was a teacher. She was working from 8 to 3. And I'm working from 8 to 8. So it could have been a time issue. Maybe she still had feelings for her ex-boyfriend, and maybe I had attributes that he didn't have. Maybe he was still childish and I was growing up, and I had my head on straight, but she still had feelings there because it was her ex-boyfriend that she cheated with. So that could have been an issue.
Ricky, I can totally understand.
When we're talking cheating, ladies and gentlemen, are we using that in the mental, the physical, the emotional? What exactly are we defining cheating as? I know we have a few bloggers that are asking that same question.
Well, and I can actually say that from a woman's perspective, I hear what you're saying, Ricky, and I know from a woman's perspective that you're right. You probably had some attributes that he didn't have, and he had some maybe that you didn't have. And a lot of times, us as women, we try to piece men together, unfortunately. We'll find a man that we can laugh with. This man makes me laugh. This man over here I could shoot pool with. This man over here, he likes sports. And you really want one man to be able to do all those things with. However, even as far as a man who will go to church with you, maybe one man will go to church with you and the others won't. And you may find yourself then in a relationship with one over here and one over there, and you have a guy over there and a guy over there. Not that you're trying to put yourself out and live so vicariously, but however, you're trying to piece them together and you're finding happiness in all those different places. And she maybe thought that she can keep them separate until you came home early that day. I don't know.
Well, most people should have the common sense of there's 6 degrees of separation. You know, somebody going to know somebody that you know, and it'll all come back around, you know. I think God is funny that way. He'll put that situation in your face just to see what you're going to do since you try to keep it in the dark.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at that. But to answer your question, Andrew, it's the fact that you have to – talk to your spouse about what is cheating, because cheating can be me talking on the phone with women. Cheating could be going out to lunch with a coworker that's a female. So cheating may not always be penetration. You know, it could be conversation. You know, some women, you just have to define what cheating is with your mate. It's just, you know, some women may like the fact that you sleep with other women. You know, that could be a turn-on for them. But they may hate the fact that you'll, you know, go shopping with the woman. You know, you can do certain things with a woman, but you can't do other things. So I think you have to define what cheating is in that relationship.
Relationship. I would thoroughly agree with that. I would thoroughly agree with that. We have other callers. I know we have other people who find this subject very interesting and are listening. Does anyone have any questions for our guest today? I know I have a caller on line 5. Are you listening? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, state your name, sir, and where are you calling from?
My name is Cyrus.
Cyrus, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. You been okay?
I'm doing pretty good. If you mind saying hello to Ricky and Lisa.
Hey, Ricky and Lisa, how y'all doing?
We're doing
Cyrus,
great,
how you
man.
Doing?
Cyrus, you've been listening to kind of give
I've
us some feedback. Thoughts.
Oh, well, I mean, well, I haven't been married, but,
okay.
You know, But I do have, you know, I do have a kid, and, you know, and obviously her mother and I are not together anymore, so basically something happened within that relationship throughout those 6 years where I, you know what I'm saying, I initially was the first person to actually do wrong.
Okay.
And I'm a firm believer in karma, and that whatever you do does come back on you 10 times harder. So, you know, I really look at it in this sense with women. I think initially, I feel like women love with their heart and men love with their pride. And the reason why I'm saying that, and it's going to elaborate to the cheating, the whole cheating aspect, is because when a person catches the other person cheating, the first question, first thing a woman will say is when she catches a man cheating is that, oh, how could you hurt my heart like that? I love you so much. You know, how could you do this to me? Whereas a man will be like, who is he? What does he look like? You know, so it is more so that, you know, it touches a man's ego, whereas with a woman, I feel, now it does hurt a man's heart too. I'm not saying that a man doesn't love, but I'm just saying, just speaking, you know, more so of what I've noticed throughout the years in other people's relationships and other people's marriages. And, but the thing that just dawned on me the most was that I agree with this part of where she was saying people do show signs of cheating, and that you should be able to pick up on certain things, but sometimes people choose to actually look the other way and basically say, you know, I love this person. Maybe I'm just being paranoid. You know, maybe one of your buddies came and tell you something you really didn't want to believe it. Because, I mean, with my situation, I did wrong, okay? And then she never knew about it. I denied it to the end. I denied it until basically when I moved to Houston is when I finally, we had a long talk and we just laughed about everything. Because, I mean, it was so long ago, we just sat down and laughed about it. And that's good okay. That we were able to get it out there. But, I mean, she cheated initially because she knew I was cheating. Because, I mean, she was home all day.
Cyrus, can I ask, why did you keep denying it? What were you trying to hold on to?
Well, I was young and egotistical, just like I mentioned, about a male ego. And as I've gotten older and actually seen, you know, family members and friends go through divorces and relationships, I've learned, you know, not to tell someone you love them if you don't. And don't tell someone you want to be with them if you really don't have any intention on doing that. Because what winds up happening is you set up false hope. And then you're setting yourself up for a situation that is going to be hard to get out of. And, I mean, I've been single for, I mean, an extremely long time since I first moved to Houston, and that was, what, 5 years ago. And, I mean, I'm currently just have, you know, I have a friend. I mean, it's just, it's like I'm not going to say that to someone until I'm sure, and I'm not going to get down on my knee until it's that time, until I feel like I really love that person and I want to be with that person. Because it's just,
you were basically afraid of losing her if you would tell the truth when she said, because a lot of times, I tell you, gentlemen, when women say they want to know the truth, we do want to know the truth. We really just want to know the truth, regardless if you think it's going to hurt us or not, because I will be honest with you and let you know that a woman will either, if you tell her the truth, she will either love you so much that she's going to stay regardless of what you have told her, or she's going to jet. But I think it's fair to let that woman make that decision. Don't lie. Once you get caught, I don't think that it's fair to lie and say, no, I didn't do it. Yes, I did this. I made a mistake. And then you could talk about, well, I made the mistake, and why did you make the mistake? Because I'm really not that into you. I'm not that sure about you. Maybe you should try to see somebody else. But don't box that woman in and lie to her, trying to confuse her and think she's the only one, if you know you're going to go out and do other things. That's just not fair.
Well, I totally agree with that. But, I mean, this is the problem with males, I'm saying, is that in society. Cheating has gone on since the beginning of time. My thing
yes,
is,
it has.
In society these days, I mean, how many times you've heard parents or just people in general, older cousins and stuff, say, well, you're too young to be serious like that, you know, and you shouldn't throw all your eggs in one basket. I mean, you're promoted at that age when you're getting out of school until you're an adult, that even at 30, people still tell me that, you know, hey, man, you're still young. She's out there having fun and dating different people. And, you know,
so you have peer pressure at 30, Cyrus? You still have peer pressure at 30?
Not peer pressure, but what I'm saying is.
Well, that's what it is pretty much.
So,
well, let me chime in for a second, if you don't mind. It's Ricky again. I don't think that it's peer pressure. A lot of times when people say you're still young, you need to be out there, a lot of times it's based off of their experiences and their hurts, because they will remember, like, man, when I was 30, I got married, and that was the worst part of my life. You 30, I wish I can relive my life through you, vicariously through you. So a lot of times it's not peer pressure. It's just the fact that if you are out there in the streets, let's just say you was a prostitute out there in the streets, you can go back and tell a 16-year-old, if you was hooking at 16, you would say, hey, guess what? you know what, young lady? You shouldn't be doing this. You're 16 years old. You should have a better life. You should be going to school. You should go to college. Basically what they're saying is don't do what I did because I probably messed up. Now, you can meet some people and say, hey, man, you need to get married because that's the best thing in the world. And then you're going to come up to somebody and say, hey, man, you're still young. Don't do what I did, basically. That's like an understood you. Don't do what I did. You know, you should be a little bit better. You should make a better decision. So it just depends on who he speaks to. Because if he would have spoke to my dad probably would have been like, hey, man, get married. That's the best thing in the world because I have the best woman in the world. So it just depends on who he's speaking with at that time, a person that's hurt or a person that's happy.
But I'm
totally agree.
I'm sorry, but this is in the majority, y'all. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was just going to say that it was a majority of people that I meet. It's not just the majority saying that, you know, you're too young, you need to have fun. And the only reason they're saying that is because I'm very careful. Like, I look at other people's relationships, and I'm taking notes. And I'm not going to do – I pray I don't do those things. I'm not saying never because I don't like using absolutes. But I try to be real careful about stuff like that because – I mean, people are crazy. I mean, people end up killing their significant others. And, I mean, the barometer for people's patience and tolerance has become very low. So you have to be careful when you get into situations and you're cheating on people because sometimes it may turn violent. But I'm not saying that they're different because I have friends that come to me. All my friends are married. Most of my male friends are married. And, like, they're like, man, and I'm looking at them, and they're miserable. I mean, some are married for money. Some are married for looks only. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I just look at the reasons they get married, and it's like, it's not that I'm being choosy, but I'm really waiting for God to send me that right person. Because
and that's why sometimes you have to, you can have a conversation with people and understand their circumstances, but you can't really apply them to yourself. You just, it's kind of like taking notes when a lecturer is speaking, and you're taking notes, but everything's not going to be on that test. But you have taken all the notes, but that don't mean you apply all of them to your life. You take what you need and you apply where it needs to be applied, but you can't listen to everyone because I'm telling you, in every relationship, there's going to be some kind of problems. And there's your friends, they may be going through something that you might think, I would never do that. However, in your relationship, they might think, I would never do what you're doing. So you have to pick and choose your battles very wisely, and you can't take everything someone else does to heed. Now, I want to go back to something that, and I'm sorry if I'm taking over the conversation. You know how us women do, right, men? But, Ricky, you actually were saying, now I lost my train of thought. You were actually saying that listening to people about marrying for certain reasons and different things like that, I can honestly say I had a very important figure in my life at one time to tell me to not to fall in love with my heart, use my head, fall in love with my head and not my heart. I'll tell you what, that was a very bad mistake. I tell you because I was not, When I sat back and looked at the situation of the one gentleman that I was actually involved with, that, you know, he wasn't well off. He didn't have a lot of things going on for him financially. But I tell you what, I was very happy. But then along came a gentleman that was well off. His parents was well off. You know, to set up the future, to look at the future, it looked really good. And that is the person that I married. And that was the wrong thing to do. So, you know, you can't listen to even sometimes as important of a figure of a person is. So that was actually my father who told me that. I don't mind saying that. My father actually told me to fall in love with my head and not my heart. And that was the wrong thing to do. So, you know, and until you actually feel that person in your heart and in your spirit, and like you said, Cyrus, the Lord sends you that person, and you don't just pick, oh, this person is okay. They showing me attention, and they got everything I need right here. Until the Lord sends you that person, you're just not going to be happy, and you will find yourself in situations where you are cheating or they're cheating. They're not treating you well, so you go out and look for somebody who's going to treat you well.
Well, I want to chime in on that one, if you don't mind, real quick before you move on. It's the fact that a lot of women nowadays can have a good man. God could have already sent you that good man, but, you know, he may not have the money, and a lot of women these days are looking for somebody who's financially set. The first thing you can ask your girlfriends when they meet a new man is this: girl, how much money you make? What kind of car he drive? Is he some type of baller? And then the last thing is, does he love you? Instead, that should be the first thing. But it's always out of order. So therefore, you're thinking with your head, oh, he got money. But, you know, the person that got money could be a jerk. And then the person that you can build with, if y'all start off with nothing together and lay down the foundation together and y'all build together, then you'll love that person more. I don't want to walk into a relationship with a person that got money because they can hold that money over me. But if we build it together, I'd rather start off with nothing and build 100% of something with somebody than start off with 50% because they are already ahead of me. And a lot of women in this day and age want a baller. I want Kobe Bryant. I want T.O. I'd rather have a regular woman myself and we build together. But see, this
BlogTalkRadio.com, ladies and gentlemen. The topics are hot. Our callers are really calling in. Ricky, you're doing a wonderful job, man. I really appreciate you opening up. This is fantastic. I really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, I know we got bloggers that are blogging in. I know we have other listeners that are on the line. Is everybody here? We're really venting out, and I really appreciate this because this is exactly what this show is about. This is exactly what this show is about. I know we have other callers on the line who kind of want to state their voice. I know we have another caller. Caller, are you there? Line 3? Caller, are you there, line 3? We've had this issue once before, but that's okay. I mean, let's keep the tables open. Let's kind of enlighten on what we're talking about here. So Lisa, being that you're the primary female in this discussion, do you think it's really just the communication issue that men and women are having that's causing the cheating? Do you think it's maybe the lifestyle that we've actually committed to that we're okay with just not really wanting to give all of ourselves in this relationship? I know it.
I think it's a little bit of both because I will tell you, gentlemen, that you will find that there are both type of women out there. You have women that, yes, want to be in a committed relationship. Again, we find ourselves out there sometimes trying to piece these guys together. One has this, one has that, one has that, and those women may vicariously go out and like I say, find these different men to do these different things. However, then you also have women that really don't want to be in a committed relationship. And I tell you, even still, be honest with women because I tell you, men, if you're upfront with a woman and you say, hey, this is what I want our relationship to be, she can either say yay or nay, and she will either stay or go. And if that woman stays in a relationship with a gentleman that just wants to play around, you won't find yourself in no trouble, I'm telling you, because I know I've lived it. I've been that woman. I've been in relationships where I really didn't want to be in a committed relationship. And so maybe he had another woman or something like that, but I was supposed to be the side girl. But I'm telling you, if a man is honest with the woman, that second woman will almost step up into first place because you're so open with her that you kind of almost forget about that first person because you're lying to her. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 646-727-3279. I know we need to have another female caller. We can't let Lisa do this thing by herself. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
We have another male caller. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Actually, my name is Eric, and I'm from the Midwest.
Hey, Eric, how you doing? Say hello to Simon, Ricky, and Lisa.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hello, hey,
brother.
Eric.
Hello, Miss Lisa. It's kind of ironic. It's kind of ironic that I am understanding each party's and feeling a part of each party saying.
Okay.
Like the gentleman was saying. Based on the peer pressure, Ricky just hit it right on the nose. Just like what Lisa was saying, you know, you should be very honest or whatever. I, too, have been a part of both parties or whatever, and just recently at age 42 got married for the first time. I never wanted to be married until I knew for myself that I was pretty much settled down. I get wild at times or whatever and like to have fun, so I knew that marriage was not going to be for me, especially at no early age. So therefore, I waved away from it and always wanted to be, you know, more or less the life of the party. But being in the, you know, the cheating aspect of it, coming from a male perspective, as hasn't been said, basically it's fun. You know what I'm saying? Just the thrill. It's like the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
You know. So it goes along with it. If you can. Hello.
We're here.
It's just like the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. If you can accept the victory, you sure can accept the defeat. So, you know, don't do nothing that you can't handle. If you're not willing to, accept if you get caught doing the cheating and admit to it and say, okay, you got me, I was wrong, and then try to come clean and talk. If somebody wants to talk, that's fine, but don't start pointing fingers and blaming. You know, you have to look on the inner skin to find out the reason for one, why you were cheating.
You don't have to get started with your
two, why you proceeded with the cheating, and, you know, just be a real man about it. That's my perspective of it. On the ladies' aspect end of it, you know, if I will, most women don't want no, would rather nowadays have a guy that's married because and cheat with a guy that's married. Why? Because therefore they don't have to fulfill the whole need of being around all the time. It's on their convenience and when they want to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? And some men, on the other hand, like that also. You don't have to, you know, you can just deal with that woman when you want to deal with that woman or that man. You know, you don't always have to be around. You get the goodies whenever, you know, whenever you want to. You get a little money here and there whenever you want to. You don't have to be there to suffice, you know, nobody when you get your end up. You know, it'll be, okay, next time. Well, next time we see each other. And the game keeps going on and on. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that like the gentleman said in Houston, it's a part of today's society. It's just like any other thing that's going on. It's just a part of life. Will it go away? I doubt it. You know what I'm saying? I doubt it. But most as we are getting older, we tend to look back on things that we've done when we were younger and kind of stickly more or less point fingers and say that wasn't right. Well, true enough, but we didn't learn that until we got older. Had we chose that and thought about that when we were younger, maybe then we would have made a more better society for some of those that we hurt coming up along the way. You know what I'm saying? And that karma may not have come around so often. So it's kind of, I don't know. It can go either way. This thing here is a good topic. It can go either way. I really don't think there is a best or a worst. You know, I mean, I just think that it depends on the situation and the individuals.
Now, do you think that cheating is more prominent in marriage as opposed to being just in dating? I'll leave that topic.
I figured that to be more common in marriage because if you look at it, dating is not really a committed relationship. Both parties can decide to get tired and run at any time. In marriage is a more or less a committed relationship. You have took vows that to forsake others and just strictly stay together. So therefore, if you're cheating, you have also broken your vows, and you have also, you know, in the eyes of God, just, you know, basically cursed him out in so many words.
Yes.
You done lied to him. Yes. In my aspects, you done committed blasphemy. So there's so many things you can put with it. So, yeah, in marriage, yeah, I agree that is more or less cheating than in dating. Because dating, you're trying to find not only yourself, but your correct mate. So therefore, that's why you date and move around to different individuals to see who is your match. I remember Lisa she said that often women match, try to piece together men to find that perfect male. Well, the male does the same thing with a female, because you have some females that will clean, some females that don't clean. You have some females that can cook, you have some females that can't cook toast. So therefore, gentlemen are doing the same thing, is piecing their woman around together. But actually, in reality, the gentleman, I forget his name again, in Houston said, when God sends you that perfect woman, if you would think around and look around, it's probably the woman that's probably fit for you is nine times in your face. They're probably already there. You're just looking over. And
wow.
Then again, maybe God just has not sent that person. But how do we know if God has done sent it? I know I can't say that the gentleman didn't pray and leave it up to God or whatever, but there could be a lady in his in his vicinity, whether at work, whether at somewhere that he, if his, you know, child plays sports, they, you know, often communicated, you know, just on a cordial level about the children at sports, that's a single mom or whatever. It could be someone right there in your face that you never thought about. Wow. This whole time I'm sitting over here looking and in daylight with a flashlight, and here she is right in front of my face.
Eric is playing Cupid, ladies and gentlemen. He's got his little bow, and he's playing a little bit of Matchmaker on the Blog Talk Radio Show. 646-727-3279. We still got a little bit more time, and we have a young lady who came in last week to really give us a good, not necessarily a final thought, but like an overwhelming thought. We're going to bring another lady onto the table. Miss Nicole Trim, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Hello?
Are you there? Callers, can you hear?
Yes, we can hear.
Hello?
Nicole, I know you've been listening from afar as usual, and I know you have an outstanding perspective, and I know that you're itching to put your intake on this. Can you share a little bit about what you've heard and what you've been thinking?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Nicole. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking for anyone, male or female, to touch upon the aspect. No one's bringing up the sex. And bottom line, we have to be real. Sex can be an issue. You may have that ex who gives you the best sex in the world, and a lot of people want to marry that. And there are no other traits to follow it. We become impatient, and we feel like, oh, this sex is so amazing. I don't want to give it up, but I don't like this person. So we stick around, and we seek others to fulfill all of their, in whatever they're lacking. Or someone else, we move on to someone else, but we're still holding on to the sex over here. I mean, it's not the only reason, but nobody's touching upon that, and it's a real reason.
Okay. May I?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, that is a true part. Nobody touched on sex. One thing that often gets in the way of some relationships is sex, because oftentimes sex is more or less what's thought about. Now, at the end of the day, yes, you have enjoyed yourself, and you've had your sex or whatever. But what's wrong with having the total package, if I will?
Wrong with it. We're impatient. We're so impatient, and we're not willing.
And that's oftentimes what gets in the way. Sex and money is my predicament, the root of all evil.
You know, correct.
They often don't go together. So therefore, if you're gonna marry someone just for sex, in the end, you're still not going to be happy. Yeah, that guy gives it to you. when you want it and gives it to you, whatever. Often those guys that's exes or something, they're ex for a reason. Now, if it was just the sex, then you would have been like, well, I'm gonna stay with you just for the sex. But we, you know, other than that, we could separate our ways. But no, that was never stated when we start becoming exes. So to go back to the sex part, I don't often understand that. So therefore, I don't necessarily want to speak on it.
This,
I mean, you know,
Lisa,
as far as in a.
This is Lisa.
Oh,
I think
I'm sorry.
That goes
I'm
back
sorry.
To. This is Lisa. I think that goes back to exactly what I was saying about women trying to piece men together. You would have a man for this, that, and that. And, yeah, you will have that person that can bring it to you correctly, and you know you're getting it right every time. So, but that may be all that they have. So a woman, yes, she will want that, but she does need other things in her life. So that's, from a woman's perspective, that's what makes a woman go out and cheat. Because you might have one man that takes care of you financially, but he may not go to church with you. So you got somebody that's in church, so you're looking at him like, wow, he's in church. I would love to be with him. And then, you know, you're just piecing all these people together. So that's where I was actually coming from a woman's perspective to say, and that was a piece of it. I'm sorry that I didn't say the sexual part too, because, of course, we as women, we are very sexual. I think even more highly sexual than men. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I really believe that that's another thing that men actually need to think about when you're in your relationships, is that I think a lot of times when men do find that special someone, that woman that they're just so inclined to be with, you all, to and this is just me speaking, I think that you all try to take such care of that woman, you don't bring it to her right. You know, you're so busy trying to take care of her like you're going to hurt her, you won't, you know, give it to her. And so then, therefore, she has that other person on that other side that's giving it to her. And so that gets being in a lot of trouble in the relationship, the woman too, because once you go out and cheat, you just cheat. But you do have to have that total package. Someone who's gonna break your back, and then go to church with you. You know what I'm saying? We as women need all of that.
Can I see this? Can I see this? And I know this is about sex, but I've been thinking about this, and this is so true. Well, you know, back when our parents, maybe a little earlier than that, you used to have to go and meet someone's parents and introduce yourself, and you know, and basically, you know, get to court the person, and then after a while, you get to know each other, then have sex. Well, society and media has changed all that. Where sex sells and everything, and I understand that. But women hold a lot of power when it comes to sex. And I'm going to say, and the reason why, men hold power too now. I'm not saying that, because if a brother's smashing, you know, sleeping with a woman real well and he's doing what he's supposed to do, she probably 9 times out of 10 not going to go anywhere as far as on the sexual aspect. But let me say this. If women, I'm not saying men not at fault, I'm just saying this. If women had the moral barometer to say, and I'm not judging anybody, I'm just speaking hypothetically. If women had the idea of saying, you know what, each man I meet, I'm going to get to know him very well. I'm going to wait. I'm going to let things flow. And then once we get engaged or even married, then we'll go ahead and have sex. You know what I'm saying? It's like sex is just so common. And I mean, and you got to understand there's a spiritual aspect to it, because when you sleep with someone, you have that spiritual connection with that person for life. So it's like, it's something serious that's very light.
Yeah, baseball batting.
I'm sorry. I just feel like me personally, I just don't feel like I want to marry someone and I don't know their sexual capabilities.
I see it engagement, though.
Car without it.
No. I see it engagement. I see it during your when you finally decide that you're going to be with someone and you're taking it to another level and say, okay, I want to marry you. I think you're the person I want to be with. And then y'all decide
right.
to be intimate. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying you have to wait until you get married.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not old-fashioned in that way. I feel like I have to have a test drive. Before I
there you go.
You know?
There you go.
So I would hate
you want to test drive the car before you buy it.
You know,
there's nothing wrong with that. But at least make us work for it, though. You know what I'm saying? At least make us work for it. Because I'm going to say this much. I have a friend right now, and I counted, and I made a bet with him, and he couldn't do it. It was horrible. He had 8 different girls to his house in 8 days, okay? And these girls don't care if he's messing with nobody else. You know, they have no type of self-restraint. And all these girls, he slept with them within knowing them 2 or 3 days. So my thing is this, and I see this comment, and I'm like, these are 8 different females. So who's to say the woman I'm going to meet is like that? So it's like, I'm just saying men, we're very aggressive by nature. You know, that's just the way we were made. But what I'm saying is, if you just make us wait at least 3 to 6 months, you know what I mean? At least make us get to know you and, you know, some of your habits to where, you know, okay, we can finally decide that, hey, let's go ahead and take this to the, you know, the sexual aspect. Rather than you just meet me 2 to 3 days, oh, he's fine, and then bam, that's it. And y'all sleep with each other, and then you expect more from me, and it's like, well, how am I respect you, and you don't even know me. You want me to give you these emotions and be with you, and you slept with me in like 2 or 3 days. Now, this is 8 different girls, and you've known each of them less than a week. I guarantee that.
Are you saying that if you sleep with someone on the first date, you could it couldn't possibly be somebody that you can fall in love with because they have given you of themselves the first night? Because I don't believe that to be true.
No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this. Me, I'm talking about me and the people. Okay. I'm not necessarily talking about in general of every man. What I'm saying is that you have to look at a situation and say, I'm just saying the women that do get disappointed. Now, there are some men that will sleep with a woman, it'll be good, and then from that point they'll get to know each other, and they'll fall in love. That does happen. But I'm just generally speaking from my experiences, what I've seen is that, you know, I see where drama happens and women then bought TVs and all kind of other stuff for these dudes. You know, I know them like 2-3 weeks, you know, and I'm like, this is a common thing. This is all I am seeing. You got to understand, I'm just, you know, I am 30, but I'm still in a bachelor situation where I'm seeing different people go out and dating this one, that one, and doing this and that. So it's still that same type of environment. And I'm just amazed that it's just like, you know, a lot of women say that, you know, that men, you know, they pretty much sleep with anything and they can't control their sexual, you know, their sexual prowess or whatever. But I'm looking at women and it's like, it's worse in certain situations. I'm just talking about the women that I've seen.
I would agree with you. And I would agree with you. There's 2 different types of women. Remember, I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oftentimes, people settle down when they're not ready, and that's where the selfishness comes in. I myself have been an avid relationship person, but I wasn't ready to settle down until I was 33, 34, 2-3 years ago. Before that, I wanted my cake and pie too. The real issue is I didn't like being alone. I didn't like sleeping alone. So I come from a very different breed of a mother. My mother explained to me, never have one man. Never lead with your heart. So I did not fall in love until I was 34. So it's like my foot was out the door before I got the other foot. I mean, I was stepping out the door before I was finished with something. Because
Nicole, how old
are you? I had to have something.
Nicole, how old
are you? I'm 36.
Okay.
I was in these relationships because I wanted security of having someone there. These people weren't fulfilling for me, but they idolized me. They, you know, all of the love, the marriage, the engagement, and once it got to that point, I stepped away. I guess that was my defense mechanism of protecting my heart. If I never fall in love, I can never get hurt. And the way to not fall in love is to have someone else in waiting. So my way of doing things was, my rationale for cheating was, I guess I was being selfish, always looking for the next thing, but not waiting for the next thing, being in something and then proceeding to something else.
Nicole,
so you basically said you're surrogate.
So you basically said...
I'd have... Oh, go ahead.
I can totally understand what you're saying, Nicole, and I believe that, you know, growing up, to look at how persons around you, aunts, uncles, you know, I had aunts that only dated married men. There, I actually had one aunt that had several Mr. Joneses. All these, I mean, there were a couple of Mr. Joneses. I knew them all, about three different guys as Mr. Jones, and those were my aunt's boyfriends. However, those three Mr. Joneses had Mrs. Joneses at home. So, you know, growing up, when you see how your older people are living their lives, you begin to try to take on those patterns. And as you get older, then you realize, hey, this is something, this is just not right. And I personally believe for myself, this is something that I, you know, I had to learn and finally realize, like I said, being, you know, married for so long, the first time in, like, just a totally wrong relationship. We lived in the same house, but I promise you that I know that I was doing my thing, and I know that he was doing his thing. So, and you know what, honestly, I would say if he said he was going out, I didn't worry about it at all, because I really personally thought his one time going out was, it was going, he needed to go out three more times to measure up to what I was going to do when I went out. And
right.
That's just an honest answer. And you know, it's just, you have to get to a point where, you know you don't want to live that way anymore, and then sit back and be patient. Like you say, again, Cyrus, I believe, was saying be patient. And, you know, it was actually in a Sunday school lesson. as much as I'm talking, it was actually in a Sunday school lesson that I realized my life, how I was living, was not the right way to go, and I had to make a decision to change and do things differently from the learned pattern that I learned from people before me. So, you know, it's a lifestyle, like someone, it's been said before, it is a lifestyle. And until you make up your mind to change and do your life differently, that's just like, say, children now growing up. Their parents maybe didn't go to college or whatever, and the children see their parents struggling and financially and whatever kind of the neighborhood or whatever they're living in. It's up to that child to finally realize, I need to break this cycle and do something different. I need to go to school so that I can go and be better and have better for myself. So in relationships, even though you've seen relationships in your past go astray, you need to make it up in your mind for yourself to know, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I don't want to piece people together. I want to find that special someone, and I want to be committed. I don't want to run out. Even though somebody looked at me and gave me a little attention, I say, okay, hey, how you doing? Let's go to lunch. And, you know, those lunch dates, they can lead to other things. They really can if you're not careful. So, you know, unless you're strong in your relationship, you really shouldn't try to do that, because it will turn into a little triangle.
And I just want to chime in, if I can, Mr. Brown. This is Kia. I was listening in with Ricky, and I just wanted to make a quick comment around your environment and my perspective on your environment and how you grew up. You have two choices. You can either succumb to your environment, or you can see the mistakes that others make and learn from it and decide to do better. And that kind of goes along with some of the things that you were saying. I think Lisa, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
The bottom line is, we all have choices, and you choose to treat people how you want to be treated. And it all goes back to the golden rule. Treat people how you want to be treated, and everything will be fine. If you don't, karma will come back, and it will bite you. And when it bites, it hurts.
Oh, yeah. Karma's something else, boy.
Yeah.
The agony of defeat.
I just want to kind of let you know that this has been an outstanding show. I want to thank all of my callers and all of my bloggers.
Oh, wow.
Time is up. Hello?
Yeah.
Time is up.
Time's up.
I'm looking at really, as we kind of look in this web of it's really tangled up. And, you know, sometimes we got to think, is it really worth the sacrifice of hurting someone else and going through those emotional setbacks and issues? And you never know, it could end up being physical. I mean, we never talked about STDs as a factor. You know, we all need to really think about what we're doing, myself included. I'm not exempt. You know, and I think that communication is really a key. It's a lifestyle change. It's a lifestyle adjustment. And we need to really put ourselves in position for that one person, someone that really, you know, meets your needs, someone who stimulates your mind, someone who can open up your heart, and someone, we touched on this, that can agree with your faith. I think it's great. And in parting words, I'd like to thank my guests tonight, Lisa, Rick, Cyrus, Nicole. And to those who blogged in and to the Facebook family, don't let this be the last time you tune in. You can join us next week as we talk about a fantastic topic as well, is blood thicker than water, the mate or your family? Which one is going to precede precedence? And I'm Andy Brown. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. And we are gone. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. That was a good show, y'all.
Good conversation. Yes. Yes, good conversation.
How are
you? Hello? Broke up. Hello?
Okay. I'm on the mic. Hey, man. Thank you. Hello?
You're welcome. Yeah.
Hey, man. How y'all feel?
I feel great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey,
wasn't enough time.
I had an hour, bro. Yeah.
Shoot, wasn't enough time.
Hour, man.
When everybody getting into it, it's just fun.
Hold on.
Hello?